Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster for one last time this season. Coach, kind of recapping these past two games, starting off with your game against a very good pair of the Compton team, and they won that one 61-38. Your thoughts on that contest?
Yeah, we had I believe we were winning 24-18 at one point in the second quarter, and they made a run right there at the end of the first half to take a couple point lead into a 2-point lead in the halftime, and then that kind of, like, that momentum kind of carried over into the third quarter. I think we only put 2 points in the third quarter, but like I said, they're big, long, strong, athletic guys, and you know, played great defense, and every time we took it to the basket, they, you know, they blocked our shots, and in the second half, they really kind of honed in on and kind of took, you know, two of our better players away, and you know, offensively, we just struggled. I thought our defense was good in the first half, and then once we couldn't get anything going on offense, they kind of just led to bad results on the defensive end. So, not a great showing by our kids, but also that had to do with the fact that we were playing a really very well-talented, very Compton team.
And you guys were able to reconcile that loss with a win at home against Nemaha Central. You guys played them back on January the 10th. And lost them by 12, but you win this one by 2. Your thoughts for what went right for the game for you guys last night versus what didn't go right for you on January 10th?
Yeah, it was a, you know, kind of a tough physical game both times we had played them. And, you know, I thought we had missed some easy baskets inside to start the game, and we just got in a 10-point hole, and we kind of just maintained that for the rest of the game the first time. And, you know, our defense was a little bit better. You know, we don't really extend out and pressure guards because we're not really built that team. I thought this time our guards decided to kind of get out and pressure the ball a little bit, make it not so easy for them to run their offense. Omaha Central is generally extremely good at running man offense, so it's like, guys, we've got to get out there a little bit farther and try to take their guards away from just sitting there running continuous offense against us. And once again, the first half we're in the same boat where we can't really seem to run our offense against some of these big seven schools. I thought we did a lot better job in the second half, you know, having better offensive possessions. And down the stretch, like, you know, we hit a couple big shots there in the fourth quarter. We didn't really make it to the free throw line hardly at all. I think we only shot 10 free throws, and 4 of those were, you know, at the very end when they fouled. So would have liked to hit the free throw line more, but pretty happy to get a win against a very good Omaha Central team right before sub-state.
So you guys win the coin flip, and you guys get the 5 seed, you told me before we came on here, and you guys are going to be on the road at Valley Heights. This is a team that's right now 9-12 on the season. You guys haven't played them in a very long time, just historically looking back. What are some things you know about the Mustangs, and how are you going to try to prepare?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really know very much about them. I need to get quite a bit of film, hopefully, here and start talking. But like I said, you know, I kind of emphasize the boys that we held a really good Omaha Central team to mid-30 points. I expect us to go out to these sub-state games. And, you know, really, if we can keep all of our sub-state games defensively, the teams in the mid-30s, I mean, I would say we have a really good chance of winning any game. We have played some PBL teams. You know, we played Troy, we played Axel, we played Donovan West, we played some PBL schools that Valley Heights has played. And but, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't know a whole lot about their team this year.
And, Coach, best of luck in that game. Certainly a game that is winnable for both teams. It should be a fun competitive one on the road. And I wish you all the best in that one and down the stretch as well. It's been a great honor to talk to you all season long.
All right. Same as you. Thank you very much.
That was Riverside boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat ahead of their sub-state quarterfinal matchup at Valley Heights. It's been brought to you today by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.